Good morning. This is John Mark Nielsen, Executive Director at the Danish Immigrant Museum. Saturday night in Denmark was known as Mortensaften. In fact, every November 10th is known as Mortensaften, as it is the evening of before the feast day of St. Martin of Tours. And in Denmark, like many countries in Northern Europe, it was traditional to celebrate that event, Mortensaften. And at the event, Danes, they used to, they don't do it so much anymore, but Danes would have goose, a great feast, as it marked the beginning of the 40 days in preparation before Christmas. In the medieval church, Christmas, like Easter, was celebrated with a time or preceded by a time of fasting, and St. Martin's Day marked that beginning of the fasting before Christmas. Now, later on, the medieval church changed it. They dropped the 40 days, and it became Advent and the four Sundays before Christmas. But so St. Martin's Day was an important day, and the Danes continued to celebrate it by having goose. Now, why goose? Well, St. Martin was actually a Roman soldier as a young man, heard the Christian message. And he shared in a snowstorm his cloak with a beggar, and that night dreamed that it was actually Jesus who had come, and Jesus said that he was the one who had he was the one who had accepted a cloak from Martin, a Roman soldier who was not baptized. Shortly thereafter, Martin was baptized and became a very noted religious figure, particularly in the area of France. His piety led him to be elected Bishop of Tours, and yet, as a pious man, he did not want to accept that election, and so hid out in a farmyard, it's said, but the geese gave him away. And so to perhaps honor that, or in the sense that these geese had given away, it became traditional to cook and eat goose on that night, St. Martin's Eve or Mortensaften. Well, it becomes significant later on because Martin Luther, the great Protestant reformer, was born on November 10th. That would be the eve of St. Martin's feast day. And so it was that he was given the name Martin Luther, Martin after St. Martin of Tours. And of course, Martin Luther went on to lead the Reformation, a Reformation that focused on the individual, that focused on the language of the church, reflecting the language of local peoples rather than the Latin. And so, as many of you are aware, Martin Luther was responsible for translating the Bible to German. And in the Protestant countries then, the Bible was translated into the language of the people. Well, Martin Luther, and particularly during his time as a professor at Wittenberg University, influenced many from Northern Europe, and among them were Danes. Not only students, but also there were individuals of the monarchy or of the royalty. Among those was the Count of Schleswig-Holstein, later to become King Christian III. King Christian actually was present at the Diet of Worms when Luther was charged by the Roman Catholic Church with heresy, and Luther uttered those famous words, "Here I stand, I can do no other." And so, not only were individuals like Count Christian of Schleswig-Holstein influence, but also young men such as Hans Tausen. Hans Tausen was a student at Wittenberg University and was so influenced by Luther that he came back and began preaching the Lutheran understanding back in Denmark. And this together with Christian III being elected as king later in the 16th century, led to Denmark becoming, or the Church of Denmark becoming, a Lutheran state church. I'm going to be speaking more about this at our Brown Bag Lunch on this Thursday, and so we would welcome anyone to come by the museum and to bring along a lunch and to hear something about Lutheranism in Denmark, how Luther got his goose. Thank you.